What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business. All right, guys, on today's episode, we're going to dive into five reasons why you're still fat, why you can't seem to break the scale, why you can't seem to lose body fat, or why you may be at a plateau. If you don't fix these, you could either be making the mistake of doing all of these, or you're just doing one of these once. Like, you're doing this once, and that's the reason why you're not seeing any results. First and foremost, I want to touch this point that as you get older, things change. As you get older, things change. So basically, what you got away with on your 20s, you're not going to get away with on your 30s. What you got away with on your 30s, you're not going to get away with on your 40s, and so on and so on and so on. So as you get older, pretty much the margin for error gets slimmer and slimmer. So you really have to dial these things in order for you to see results, in order for you to see sustainable fat loss or weight loss. Now, the first reason is probably the most obvious one, and you probably know that you're fucking this up, is your nutrition. You have a poor diet. You make poor choices when it comes to your nutrition. And the bottom line for this, we're just talking about weight loss, is you're over-consuming calories. You're consuming more calories than your body needs to do its everyday activities. You're over-consuming, you're overeating, and it's a problem. And you've probably been doing it for years, decades, little by little, and everything adds up. So basically, you know, when you eat energy, calories, you eat calories, energies, you know, to do the things that you need to do every day, whatever extra you don't use for energy or activity, the body's just going to store it. The body's just going to store it, and it's going to be stored as fat. And so that's pretty much like the basics of it. And it is so easy to overconsume. So everybody has a calorie number that they should be eating. A calorie number for maintenance, meaning stay the same weight, a calorie deficit, so that way you start losing weight loss, and then you have a calorie number to gain weight. And most of you have been hitting that calorie number to gain weight without even knowing, without even trying, because it's so easy. I mean, think about everything that we have right now in our lifestyle. It's so easy. It's so easy to eat 500 calories. Like, when it comes to just 500 calories, that could be a medium milkshake at a fast food restaurant. That could be a one slice of cheesecake at a restaurant. That could be a small serving of like nachos and cheese, or a large serving of onion rings, or like one slice of a large pepperoni pizza could be 500 calories. And why does 500 calories matter? Like, basically, if you eat 500 calories extra a day times 7, that equals 3,500. And that 3,500, that's enough calories to gain 1 pound of fat. So basically, if you eat 500 calories extra every day for 7 days, you will gain 1 pound of fat. And most of you have been doing that for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and years and years, and that's why you're in the position you are in right now. So cutting your calories, making sure you don't go over your calories, it's going to be essential. How are you going to do this? You're going to just start eating foods that satisfy you more, that keep you full. These are foods high in protein, high in fiber, that has a lot of volume. Like a little like, let's say Big Mac and fries, you can eat it. And, you know, you could be hungry in an hour. But if you eat like a lot of vegetables and chicken and, let's say, some potatoes, that's going to keep you full way longer. So making choices on food density is going to be so important to keep your calories low. And obviously, Another mistake people do is they drink their calories. You cannot drink the calories. That's like if you drink regular soda or a bunch of juices all the time, that's an easy 500 calories a day. Like that's it. You lost. So this is to make a point that you're probably easily over consuming 500 calories every single day. Because it's that easy. It's that easy. A fried chicken sandwich, 500 calories. A giant candy bar, 500 calories. A regular size potato chips, that could be 500 calories too. So it's super easy. It's super easy. You're eating way too much than you're burning. So start dialing in. And don't think about eliminating things. Think about adding things. Think about adding more protein, adding more veggies, adding more whole foods. And by default, you're just not gonna have room in your stomach to fit more stuff in it because it's just gonna keep you very full, very full. 2,000 calories of whole foods versus 2,000 calories of junk food is night and day, night and day. All right, the second point over here, why you're still fat or why you can't seem to be losing the weight, is you live a sedentary lifestyle. Like, yo, we're in 2025. Like, people don't even have to go to the grocery store anymore. People don't have to even walk somewhere. People, like, everything with a touch of a button could get to you. Like, everything and anything. A lot of people work from home. I work from home. If you commute to your job, if it's a 30 or 60 minute commute, you're not walking. You're sitting your ass on the car and just not moving. So we live a very sedentary lifestyle, and that's why you can't seem to lose the weight. And this goes back to the first point where you're consuming all this energy and then you're not using it. You're not putting it to use. That keeps you at a calorie surplus. So I want you to check your phone right now. I know Apple has this. I know Android. Most all phones have this, most smartphones. And go check your step count. Go check your step count. Go to your health app. You should have a health app. Set it up. Go at it and then check your average daily step count. It's gonna give you an average. Like it's gonna be, anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000, 4,000, maybe 10. So you've heard it. 10,000 steps is probably what you need to shoot for. I say 6 to 8, but it's important for you to be aware of how sedentary you are, like how low that number is for you. If it's 2, 3, or 4, then you're kind of like in the red zone. Like, yep, you got to work on that. So, whatever number you have, my recommendation to you is just add 1,000 steps more. Add 1,000 steps more. That should be your goal every day. If you're averaging 2,000, just go for 3. If you're averaging 4, just go for 5, and so on and so forth. And things to kind of help you get there, park further, walk whenever you can walk, to a place and, walk in the morning, walk in the evening, just go out for a walk. Go out for a walk. Not only is it going to help you get to your step count, burn more calories, it's also going to help you mentally. It's also going to help you decompress. I like to walk in the morning when I walk to the gym, and then I like to do an evening walk as well, like during sunset time. It helps me kind of like decompress and wind down and get ready for sleep, which leads to the third point of this, why you're not losing fat, why you're staying the same weight. You're not getting good sleep. You're not getting good sleep. And chronic sleep deprivation or poor quality sleep can disrupt hormones related to hunger and the hormones as what's it called? The ghrelin and leptin. These hormones imbalances can lead to increased appetite, cravings. So when you are sleep deprived, you make poor choices. You make poor choices and then you start craving these high calorie and high fatty foods. Like you're just setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for failure. And when you sleep, that's when you have muscle recovery, and that's really when you start losing fat. You want to be aiming to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single day. 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single day. That should be the goal. And this thing starts adding up. Like, if you're sleeping 6 hours, yeah, you could get away with it for a week, maybe for a month. But, like, after months and months and months of you not getting, like, the right amount of sleep, your hormones are gonna start to get all fucked up. And then you're just not gonna be getting rid of fat or recovering for to gain muscle as properly as you can. So sleep is huge when it comes to you being on a plateau. That could be one thing that could be messing you up. The next thing is high levels of stress. High levels of stress. When you are in high levels of stress, you release cortisol. You probably heard about that, and that's a hormone. When elevated over long periods of time, it has been linked to increased fat storage. So, like, if you are stressed out, like, just picture this: your body stressed out. It's like, oh man, I don't know what to do. You know, what's going on? Like, it's stressed out, so it kind of goes on survival mode. Like, high levels of cortisol will put you on survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, if the body's in survival mode, it's like, oh shit, you know, anything could happen today or anything could happen at any moment. Just in case it does, let me store this energy here, aka your belly, just in case shit pops off, you know, just in case something happens, just in case whatever I'm stressing about actually happens. And so you being stressed out all the time, your cortisol is gonna be high all the time, meaning you're gonna be in survival mode all the time, meaning your body is just gonna keep fat. It's just gonna store fat. So you need to find ways to decompress. And all these things kind of like tie to each other. Like, you being sleep deprived is gonna contribute to you being more stressed. You not walking and not moving, not having a lot of activity is also going to contribute to a high level of stress and poor sleep quality. So all these things, they tie down to each other. So you have to be mindful of your stress levels. Like, keep your stress levels high. Like, if you can avoid a situation that keeps on adding stress to your life, if you can avoid a person that keeps adding stress to your life, do so. It's probably costing you to stay fat and overweight. You need to, like, chill, like, vibe, like, fuck negativity, just relax. And, you know, that probably has to do with your job a lot, maybe your partner, your relationships, you know, financial stress. Like, all of that starts with planning. You got to plan things out. You are the CEO of your life, and you have to pretty much map out how you want to live your life and game plan. Because when you have a game plan, you're like, okay, I'm working towards this to achieve this to get my outcome, then, you know, your anxiety kind of gets down a little bit because you know at least you have a plan and you're on your way. You're not like stuck in a situation and you have no idea how you're going to get out of the situation. Like, first, it's awareness in the situation you're in, the high stress situation you're in. Then it's okay, come up with a plan to get out of the situation and then execute it. Even if it's like tiny micro steps. Some people, you know, you can't just quit your job, but like just micro little steps towards getting out of that stressful environment or stressful situation. The last one, the last and fifth, the fifth and last one, reason why you are not losing fat, why you are overweight and you can't seem to break the plateau, is excessive alcohol consumption. Excessive alcohol consumption. And I mean, it's like a yes and a no. Because the reason why, like, you could get away with drinking like stuff on the rocks and keeping a very low calorie, but the thing is that it's very hard. It's very hard. Most people like cocktails. Most people like beers, and that's like 100 calories at least. If you have one of those fancy cocktails, that could be 200 calories. So we're talking about, back to point one, over consuming, how easy it is to consume 500 calories. You're talking about, you have two cocktails, boom, that's your 500 calories right there. You have five very light beers, that's you know, 500 calories right there. If you have two IPAs, those are thick as hell, or the dark beers, that could be 500 calories right there. So you know, alcohol, it's not like so bad, but because it's linked to the amount of calories you're gonna consume. That's why this could equal to fat gain and weight gain. Now, another thing is when you're drunk, you can have impaired judgment. So that could lead to overeating. That could lead to overeating, and that could lead to you hitting the fuck it button. Oh, fuck it button. Let's go to Taco Bell. Oh, fuck it button. Let's eat these nachos. Oh, fuck it button. Let's get that dessert. Oh, fuck it button. Fucking button. Fucking button. So it could be a cycle. Like you get one drink, two drinks might be enough for you to start pressing some fuck it buttons of, and then fuck it buttons could be, let's get more drinks. Fuck it button could be, let's get another round of shots. And then it's a snowball. And then you start going downhill, and all of a sudden, like, you overconsume 1,000 to 1,500 calories in one night because you just kept, you know. Another thing, alcohol is gonna disrupt your sleep 100%. Like, it might help you fall asleep faster, but the quality of your sleep, it's gonna be destroyed. Like, pretty much, if you get 6 hours of sleep sober, it's the equivalent of getting like 8 hours of sleep when you're drunk, when you go out, you know, get fucked up and just go to bed. So you have to keep that in check. You have to keep that in check. After two drinks a week, one drink being one shot, one drink being one beer, one drink being one glass of wine, it starts to affect how you burn fat, how you recover and build muscle. After seven drinks, it starts to affect your liver and even your brain function. This was one of the big reasons why I quit drinking alcohol, because I still had my abs. I was still pretty strong. You know, I had a quote unquote what most people would think is a great body, but I did it more for the mental thing, like having that clarity. Having that clarity, I quit alcohol like a year and a half ago, and you know, waking up sharp on a Monday, ready to work, ready to, you know, tackle the week and not be slowed down, being fully recovered. I used to be that. I used to get back, you know, I would train Monday to Friday, Saturday and Sunday, get fucked up, party, whatever. Monday, I was okay. Tuesday, a little bit better. Wednesday was like, okay, I could push myself at the gym. So I was pretty much handicapped Monday and Tuesday when it came to training, and obviously when it came to performing with my business or showing up in my career or whatnot. So alcohol will and can destroy you when it comes to your other fields in your life. And obviously, once I cut that out as well, I was able to gain a lot of muscle. I was able to gain a lot of muscle. I was able to get a lot stronger. Like, everything of me physically got better. So I was doing okay with it, but once I cut it, I just got my body and physique to another level. Guys, those are the five reasons why you are still fat, why you can't seem to lose the weight, why you might be in a plateau. Number one, your diet sucks and you're over consuming calories. You're not tracking calories and you're eating a lot of junk. I mean, that is the given. You're gonna stay fat if you keep doing that. Number two, you're not moving enough. You're not moving enough. You're on your phone, you're on your laptop, you're sitting in your car, you're sitting on the couch, you're not breaking 2,000 to 3,000 steps. You need to start moving enough. I noticed I didn't even mention anything about working out. Working out, that's mainly to build muscle and build strength and mobility. But this is just weight loss general, fat loss general. Obviously, working out is going to help a lot. Building muscle is going to help a lot. But start moving more. Start moving more. Number three, you have shitty ass sleep, which I recorded a whole podcast on just sleep. If I think it was, and I can't remember the episode number, but it's like on the bottom five. Adequate sleep. Make sure you're getting enough sleep and quality sleep. Number four, stress. It's chronic stress. Financial stress, stress on your job, stress on your relationships, stress on your environment, that's gonna fuck with you. And number five and last one, excessive alcohol. Excessive alcohol, and we tie this to, is gonna lead to overconsuming calories because, you know, cocktails have a lot of calories, beers have a lot of calories, and then it's gonna impair your judgment, which is gonna lead to bad food decisions or dessert and things like that. So that's why alcohol is also a killer. Guys, I don't know if You need to improve one, two, or three, or even all five of these. But I promise you, if you improve these fives, you're gonna see the results that you're looking for. You're gonna see the results that you're looking for. Just make sure to, reflect. Where are you fucking up? Where can you fix? And just take it by baby steps. If you're having 10 drinks a week, just have five. If you're sleeping 6 hours, go for 6.5. Go for 7. If you're, getting 2,000 steps, just go for 3,000 steps now. And if you're, start by tracking your calories. You are not gonna know how much you're overconsuming if you don't track your calories. You don't have to track them forever, but at least track them for a week. Just track everything that you eat, and you'll be surprised how much you're actually eating. All right, guys, that is all for me. Thank you guys for tuning in. And if you want to get in the best shape of your life while mastering the kettlebell, then DM me the word transform on Instagram, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.